I like to think of the very beginning of Lent, the Ash Wednesday. It's a time where the walking Jesus walks in our footsteps. And I think he takes our human nature on a test drive through the desert of life. And I think this culminates then, and comes to climax in Holy Week itself, where this time he's walking alone with us, but walking in our behalf. And there's a thing that's been with me. I just went to the Holy Land a few years ago. And I mean, I look at the moon often and I say, is it possible? Are there human footprints on the moon? And I say, well, what a greater thought to think, are there divine footprints on earth? So I think of Holy Week as a time when we're walking in the footprints or in the footsteps of the Lord, and he's walking in ours too. I think Holy Thursday is the day of priesthood, but it's also the day of service. The washing of feet is very, very significant in Holy Thursday. And I think everybody was struck last year by the Holy Father washing the feet of the homeless of Rome. Or maybe it was his first year in the papacy. And I remember working in a prison in New York, all right, a poor man dying from HIV AIDS. And I said, we're going to wash your feet on Holy Thursday. This was a big proposal. And they said, what are you talking about? We wash each other's feet here every single day. And that was our way. So I think it's this idea of ministry, of serving others on Holy Thursday. I also think Holy Thursday is a very special evening of the Lord's Supper. It's a celebration of memories and a celebration of all the memories of the Lord's presence in those 3 years are summed up on Holy Thursday.
And then, of course, Good Friday. I mean, Good Friday is probably the most important day in the Christian calendar.
Yes, they're definitely very significant. Well, the 3 days are taken together, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, or just the Easter Triduum, as they call it. And yes, certainly in an Irish tradition, of course, well, Ash Wednesday and Good Friday are the days the churches are really, really packed, the day for ashes and the day for the kissing of the cross. And yet I fear that Good Friday is a day of fear for people. You might have heard recently about people are saying, oh, I think we're going to open the pubs on Good Friday. And I would say, okay. And I remember hearing a few years ago, people say, oh, it was terrible on Good Friday. There were no pubs open. And I think it's not just the fact of people drinking, but I think we're afraid of silence. We're afraid of mortality. We're afraid to be alone with the alone. Who are we and I think that's what Good Friday is, a day of tremendous silence.
Yeah, because of course it's a very stark day. I mean, do we really take on the significance of it anymore?
No, I think not. And the analogy I have is, you know, many times I would be sitting in a hearse going to a cemetery, and you get this feeling, especially if you're going with your own loved ones, of course, to the cemetery, if it's a family funeral. And you would see the world is continuing on that day as if nothing happened. I remember being in London with a relative one time and saying to the husband of the wife who died, I said, Pat, the world doesn't realize that your beautiful Margaret has died. And I think that saddens me a good bit, maybe sometimes on Good Friday, that there's no seem to be awareness that this is the most significant day. You know, what do we say at 3 o'clock at the ninth hour? That this is the day that the fullness of God's love is revealed to us. But there again, like the day of the funeral, you'll see young people stopping, young men, young women, maybe on a bicycle, blessing themselves or just showing that moment of respect. And I think on Good Friday too, you will see oasis of faith too. And you will see the people coming to church for the kissing of the cross in lots of places. And I suppose we all need to be strengthened. But I think it's just that fear maybe of our own mortality, of our own silence. But it's just to realize the fullness of God's love that day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose nobody wants to reflect on mortality. But then I guess we move into a much happier time in terms of Easter Saturday and Easter Sunday.
Yes, and I think Holy Saturday is also that day of silence over the whole world. And there's a lovely thing in the Office of Reading, say, where is Jesus that day? And there's that lovely reflection that he's gone to the netherworld, away back to all our ancestors, inviting them to come to celebrate the resurrection. He's gone way back to Adam and Eve, even inviting them all of humanity that's ever been created. And this Holy Saturday This is the day we always honour Our Lady, and she's the bridge between the Good Fridays and Easter Sundays of our lives. I remember one particular Sunday meeting a lady. I'd met her in hospital in Dublin one time, and she was really suffering after an operation, and she just wrote on a piece of paper, "The Crown of Thorns." That was her experience. I met her then on Easter Sunday. And she said, "Oh," I said, "what does this day mean to you?" She says, "What joy for me this day. Not only my health, but I have such an awareness of God being risen from the dead and myself risen with him. I wish you could gather all my family today and tell them, look at this is important," because she felt maybe they'd lost the sense of importance of what Easter Sunday was.
Mm. Yeah, and of course, yeah, Easter Sunday, as you say. Do you think people like that woman take it on board and they think of, you know, their own resurrection or renewal in their own life?
Again, I think it takes time to do it, and this is why maybe the Easter Vigil is maybe the least attended of the Holy Week ceremonies, because people say, how long will this take? And we're even doing this recording here in St. Patrick's Teacher Training College here in Drumcondra, and Father Brian McGee, God rest him, used to have a vigil going right into the early hours of the morning, and people would stay all night here. He'd extend the readings, and people could even go out and have a break or a cup of tea. So I think that we've lost the journey from darkness to light, and The whole story of all the readings from the beginning of creation into, yeah, we probably have again. Again, it's time, and to give time to this, you know, and maybe not everybody gets it. But some people are still looking for the experience, because many people go to mountaintops, go to the Hill of Tara, and go to different places to celebrate the dawn and the resurrection, but maybe just to take the whole package that our Lord is central to it.
Yes, I guess there's been an interest in that idea of death and rebirth in a spiritual context, as opposed to necessarily a Christian context.
Yes, certainly, and I mean the whole Easter Vigil again is about the baptism, about being plunged into the waters, and again the story of the Red Sea. It's all a whole story of redemption, of being brought from death to life, you know. And they used to have this little song, a very simple, "Waters of Life, Jesus Our Life, Journey from Death to New Life." A kind of a mantra would be sung over and over again, and of course there are much more sophisticated ones than that.
And so for people listening, what could they do, or how could they prepare themselves for Holy Week?
I think for Holy Week, maybe I'm a great believer in some kind of silence. The silence is missing today. People are looking for, we're talking today, all these people talking about mindfulness. And I think mindfulness of silence, you know, we're saying, well, let's have mindfulness, but you can't have mindfulness without silence. And I think, first of all, the silence of the Holy Week is a great thing, and to realize that no matter where people are at, that there's someone who walks in our footprints. And even today, I was just reading in a lovely little book by Eugene Boylan, Difficulties in Mental Prayer. And he says we should watch the growth of Jesus within us. It's a lovely concept. So maybe the Holy Week, if we could create an ambience to allow Jesus to grow within us. And only we in our bodies can take him through this Holy Week. But Holy Week, we must imagine, it's a once-off. It's not a repeat. We're not repeating what happened before. We're living through it as if it's happening this Holy Week coming.